Hey, I'm Tom Power. I'm the host of the podcast Q with Tom Power, where we talk to all kinds of artists, actors, writers, musicians, painters. We had Green Day on the other day talking about their huge album, American Idiot. Nicole Byer came on to talk about ADHD and comedy. And then there's Dan Levy. While we were talking about filmmaking, we talked about his insecurities.
I sometimes feel like I have this desire to, like, perform, to be a version of myself that people might like.
Listen to Q with Tom Power to hear your favorite artists as they truly are, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
The provincial government has delayed the budget announcement due to a protest.
We as common sense conservatives are saying no.
Because news.
With Gavin Crawford.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gavin Crawford. Welcome to Because News, Canada's funniest news quiz. Ireland is saying goodbye to its prime minister, who announced a sudden departure for personal reasons this week. Although if this was a true Irish goodbye, he wouldn't have announced it at all, so maybe something is off. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll be making games out of the news. Let's welcome this week's panel. He is lean, he's mean, and he hoards measles vaccines. No one's immune to the charms of Eric Peterson.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
In the middle chair, she fought through a lot of angry fishermen to be here, not because of the protest, just because she gets in a lot of fights at the docks. The always feisty Martha Chavez.
Hola!
And finally, if she doesn't win, she's also holding a meaningless vote of non-confidence. Here to axe the facts, it's Jan Caruana.
It's all or nothing, baby.
All right, panel, are you seated semi-comfortably?
Sure.
Semi-comfortable.
That's how we like it. Then let's begin.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Panel, this is a Connect Four. I'm going to give you four things that are connected by one story from the news this week. Have a listen and try to tell me what these four things all have in common. Cactus Dodger, Scissor Grinder, Masked Devil, Whiskey Drinker. What are all those four things? Cactus Dodger, Scissor Grinder, Masked Devil, Whiskey Drinker.
They're the four types of guys you meet your first year at U of T.
I wonder which kind I was.
You defy definition.
We know you are a Cactus Dodger.
Cactus Dodger Peterson.
That is a good guess. No, Martha, what do those four things have in common?
Well, you know what? With this scissor grinder, I think it's related to lesbian culture. Scissor grinder. The masked devil is the person in the closet that goes to the scissor grinder club. And the whiskey drinker is the one that you never want to invite because she always drinks too much whiskey, picks fights, sits on the cactus, and falls on the face.
Very good guess. It is not types of lesbian. Eric.
No, the Arrive Canada app scandal that has swept Ottawa. These names have been turned up as tech companies that have subcontracted to the Canadian government. Scissor Grinder wouldn't be a bad name for a false company.
I could see how the ethics commissioner would be like, Whiskey drinker.
Whiskey drinker.
Those are all great guesses. The correct answer, panel, I will just tell you, because you'll never guess, they are all types of cicadas.
Cicadas?
Those are those bugs that go like...
Yes, they are. But can you tell me further, why were the headlines buzzing about cicadas this week?
Because the cicadas are going to emerge from the ground.
And the headline from BBC News reads, what to expect from this year's rare double brood of cicadas. This spring, two major broods of cicadas will emerge from the ground at the same time across America. These two particular broods will number in the trillions. According to the BBC, this special event is going to be three things. Blank, blank, and blank.
Gross, crunchy, and very Instagrammable.
Loud, slippery and stinky.
You will get a point for loud. It's going to be loud, messy, and very interesting. And when they say loud, they mean loud. Cicadas from a particular brood were recorded producing calls of up to 75 decibels. That's as loud as standing next to a vacuum cleaner.
Yikes.
This double brood has not emerged for a very long time. Not since the invention of what?
The self-sharpening iron plowshare.
And approximately what year was that?
1803. 200 years ago.
Well, Gavin, I'm going to say it was the invention of the phonograph, and everybody was tearing it up with the cicada rag. And a little something, Gavin, and a little something like this. People say I got ants in my pants, but it's the cicadas that are making me dance. People think we're just cutting a rug, but I'm just trying to stomp a bug.
Yay!
Yes!
Yes!
Another
bravo!
Video.
Bravo!
Eric will get the point on that
one.
It's too bad I didn't make a song up about plowshares for you and plowshares for me.
I was going to go with the steam railway locomotive.
Yes, the steam railway. I'm not sure which came first, the plowshare or the steam locomotive.
Yes, but it was basically 1803. These two broods have not coincided for 200 years.
The broods.
So it's a big deal. And these cicadas will not be just raining down their insanely loud buzzing. The New York Times says when cicadas emerge, things might get a little wet. Why wet?
All the foam parties they'll be throwing.
Martha?
These bugs have the nerve. They have the nerve to be humongous bugs. They make the same noise that the truckers made in Ottawa. They pee. They pee willy-nilly. That's what they do.
You are correct for the point. Yes, we'll applaud cicada pee. According to Scientific American, cicadas power spray their pee.
Oh, God.
I mean, when you think of insects, most insects dribble. But relative to their size, cicadas pee with the force and volume of what?
The same pressure I used to have when I was 10 years old.
Is it like when you go to Disney World or Canada's Wonderland and they have those chill zones and they have those misters that just spray you so you cool down?
No, it is decidedly unlike a mister.
Do you want the distance or do you want the pounds per square inch?
It's more the PSI.
The PSI.
So to speak.
The PSI.
I'd say 20.
I don't know the exact number, but they say relative to their size, cicadas pee with the force and volume of horses or elephants.
Wow.
I mean, the stallion spray. We all know that one.
I don't know if you've ever seen a cicada pee. Have you? Do you want to?
I would say yes, but they have to put a towel over their head because it's embarrassing to pee in public. I know. Because during the pandemic, that's what I did. I put a towel over my head and I would go for my walk and pee in the street. Nobody knew because I was masked and I had a towel and I was behind the building. But that's what they should do because they should be ashamed that they are peeing like that.
Can I just roll back for 1 second?
Yeah.
Why were you peeing in the street?
Because during the pandemic, everything was closed.
Oh, and you were too far from home.
I would go for my 10,000 steps and there would be no Timmy's, no hotels. And then nature would call, what would you do? You know what
you
I mean?
You could have gone up on a tree and peed from there. People would have mistaken you for a cicada.
News. All right, panel, get ready for Riddle Me This. Though successes have been few and far between for the federal government lately, they finally have something to be stoked about. Here with a riddle, please welcome our resident Because News troll, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Here is my riddle. About 5 years ago, my shackles came off, and as much as you'll strain, I can still make you cough. I'm in drinks, I'm in creams, I'm in chocolate bars too. I'm a massive success, thanks to Trudeau and you. What am I?
All right, back under your bridge you go, Kevin.
You know what I liked about that when you said welcome the troll or whatever? About six people in the audience like looked to the door. Like he was going to come in.
You made him live.
The magic of theater. Panel, it's in creams and chocolate bars. It's a massive success. What am I?
I think you're talking about marijuana. Because it's here. It says strain. It still can make you cough. I'm a massive success thanks to Trudeau and you. Like, he's the one who legalized it because he wanted us to be high during, so you know.
That is correct. But not just marijuana, a specific type of marijuana.
Well, not that I know anything about it, kid. I have no idea.
You don't have to
about
say that.
It.
It's legal.
Oh, yeah, it's legal. It's true. Now I know a lot about it.
That is actually correct for the point. Legal is the key word there. It is legal cannabis. The global news headline reads, more Canadians buying cannabis only from legal sources. According to a new StatsCan report, what is the number one reason everyone is switching to legal cannabis?
Well, in this city, you're never more than half a block away from a weed shop. No matter where you are in the city, you can pick up dope on the way to church, on the way to shop, you know, going to the bathroom.
There's actually one opening in the green room.
I passed three in the elevator just coming up here.
Accessibility is a good guess. That is incorrect, though. Why are people switching to legal cannabis, Martha?
Because they hate to walk. And it's laziness, basically. Like, you're lazy, you don't want to go anymore to Paco. Because if you go to Paco, you have to listen all the problems of Paco and be nice with Paco.
Your dealer's name was Paco?
I love what you did with your...
Mine was John.
Remember when you went to Paco and Paco would have like this furniture that he picked up in the garbage, like, you know, crates?
Yeah.
And you would have to be, I love what you did with your Paco, because you didn't want Paco to not give you good weed. Now, we don't care about Paco. Paco can suck my food. And we just go to a clean place. We don't have to hear anymore the bull crap of Paco.
Paco's bull crap is a great guess. It's not the number one reason. Jan, any idea what is the number one reason people are switching to legal cannabis?
Gift with purchase? Like when you go at Christmas to Lancome to get your mother perfume and then they give you free lipstick.
That is not it. What most people say draws them in is product safety.
Oh.
Unlike the black market, legal dispensaries can guarantee that their drugs are safe to consume responsibly. Are you on the government weed wagon now?
No, I'm not. I used to be a ferocious smoker of the weed when it was illegal. But I haven't been stoned for 10 years now. But I think another reason why people are using the legal shops is because you can use your credit card to pay for it. Oh, you can use your banking system, eh?
But how do you know that if you don't go to those shops?
I talk to my children.
I have to say, I never smoked weed before it was legal. I don't smoke weed now, but occasionally I will buy the gummies because I find that I'm a troubled sleeper. And somebody was like, well, the gummies will help you sleep. And I cannot get into those frickin' packages to save my life. They're worse than the child safety caps.
Yeah.
Because it's a Ziploc pack, but you have to like tear open the pack, but then you can't, it's not just like a Ziploc. It's like you have to like, it's like whispering into Narnia. You're just like please
you have to hire a sumo wrestler. You can't just to open. It's complicated.
Yeah, like if I didn't need to relax before I tried to open that package, like I need to now.
Yeah.
Next week on the hardship of dope, we'll be talking.
In addition to product safety, according to StatsCan, there are other reasons Canadians are choosing the government-approved supply. Convenience, and what is the other reason people are going to the government for their cannabis?
Because we're nerds.
You are correct for the point.
What?
The reasoning they gave is a desire to follow the law.
Law-abiding Canadians.
The most Canadian thing I have heard in a long time.
Wow.
Obviously, the most popular cannabis product is the dried flower. But what do you think is the second most popular cannabis product sold in Canada?
Timbuds. You roll up the rim and then roll up your weed.
It is not Timbuds.
The second most popular? I don't. It would be the gummies.
You are correct.
If you succeed in opening the package.
Stats can also reveal the taste preferences of different age groups. While it showed that younger people are pretty much willing to experiment with everything, older consumers do have a preference. What cannabis products do old stoners enjoy? Jan?
Does cannabis come in fish and chips? Because I don't know anything old people love more than fish and chips.
Fish and chips is incorrect. What is the most popular with the older generation, Eric?
Well, in my day, when I used to smoke the weed, I liked the harsh, coughing fit taste of you had inhaled a burning thorn bush that left you gasping for breath and near dead, but high as a kite.
Super harsh killer weed is not the answer. Martha, what products do the older set mostly go for?
I think that the older folks like the smoking. It's the ritual, right? You put it on an album, then you separate that seeds from this, and then you snap a page from a book because you don't have rolling paper. Well, at least in Nicaragua we didn't. And then you roll it. Like, if it's the Bible, do not roll it in the New Testament because then you go to hell.
So just Old Testament.
Old Testament. Perfectly fine.
That's, you use the book of Deuteronomy.
Yeah, Deuteronomy.
Wow.
Very good.
Very good.
The correct answer, panel, is cannabis topicals and oils.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That is what's most popular.
Truly, my aunt used it. It saved her legs. That's not a joke. It's just, well, you can cut that out. It's just a true thing that happened.
I'm Gavin Crawford. This is Because News. This week I'm joined by panelists Martha Chavez, Jan Caruana, and Eric Peterson. To hear the longer version of this show, subscribe to our podcast.
Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank.
Jesse Cruikshank.
I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
Panel, April 1st is fast approaching, and that means it's almost time for hilarious pranks. And this year, everyone seems to be getting in on the action, including Justin Trudeau, at least according to opposition leader Pierre Poilievre.
This prime minister is promising a cruel April Fool's Day joke.
For the point, what does Trudeau have planned for April Fool's Day?
Saran wrap on the toilet seat?
It's always a classic. It's an old classic.
He will go to Poilievre without his shirt and say, okay, come on, let's measure our muscles.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Or a wet t-shirt contest.
Does anyone know the real answer?
Well, he will raise the carbon tax.
Yes, that is the correct answer. The federal carbon levy is going up on April Fool's Day, increasing by $15 from $65 per ton to $80 per ton. The headline from CTV reads, poll says 7 out of 10 Canadians against the carbon tax hike on April 1st. Several premiers have asked the feds to pause the price increase due to the high cost of living. Pierre Poilievre has been touting his axe the tax message with a brand new 3-word slogan about the planned increase. What is his latest catchy 3-word slogan?
Trudeau sucks, obviously.
I'm no milk toast.
It is not I'm not milk toast. That is 3 words. He went with spike the hike.
Will the prime minister give his head a shake, cancel his cruel April Fool's Day joke, and spike the hike? Yeah.
See, I don't like. Don't you find Spike the Hike confusing? Because I imagine like Spike, like you're spiking a football, or like Spike the Hike, like raise the hike. Like it's bad writing.
Terrible.
The Trudeau government says it has no plans to pause the increase and instead spent the week trying to explain how it actually puts money back in most Canadians' pockets. They have rebranded parts of the plan as the Canada Carbon Rebate to make people understand that they're getting money back. Along with that name change, the Liberals offered up their own cheery slogan in a press release. What was their attempt at a reassuring rebate slogan?
Rebate, rebrand, re-elect, please.
Eric?
I thought a very catchy one and effective one would be, you get the money back, stupid.
I mean, it cuts to the chase.
It cuts to the chase.
They went with, keep the cash, care for climate.
Oh, they should have talked to me.
Will this rebrand work?
I mean, it is helping us get towards the climate goals that we're doing. It isn't a tax, it's a levy. And in most cases, except for the big polluters, it is actually putting money back in our pockets. And so as a policy, it works perfectly well. Politically, it hasn't been explained very well.
Yeah, and the slogan doesn't rhyme.
That's the most important thing. A rhymy slogan takes you a long
It'll
way.
It'll take you a long way.
As far as Poilievre is concerned, we've never heard any kind of climate policy. I mean, his policy is solidly based on the fact of getting rid of Trudeau and the Liberal government. But again, you know, it's politics. And as we get closer to the election, maybe we will hear some policy from Poilievre other than Trudeau sucks. Obviously.
I just came up with a new Poilievre slogan. I'm not basic. I got LASIK. Vote for me.
It's a pretty good one.
That's good.
They're going to recruit that could, you.
I think somebody needs to hire me.
Because news.
With the cost of food rising, panel, CTV News recently reported on a new shopping trend designed to help consumers shop more efficiently and more economically. What is this new grocery shopping trend?
Well, with the affordability crisis upon us, the new shopping trend is shoplifting. And a good head nodding, I can see all around.
Self-checkout, that's a very good guess. Jan, what is the new grocery shopping trend?
Is it the buddy system, Gavin? Because now when you go in into a grocery store, something is on sale, but it's not on sale for less money. It's on sale for, like, if you buy two, you get them for a little bit less than if you would just buy one. So if you have to go with a pal and say, like, do you need sour cream? Because I need it.
That's a very good system, but that is not the new trend. The headline reads, this 6-to-1 trick might make your grocery shopping easier. What is the viral 6-to-1 method for grocery shopping?
Well, again, going with my new shoplifting trend, in the 6-to-1, when you use that method, you cause a disturbance in aisle 6, and then you boost what you need in aisle 1.
Martha, do you know what the 6-to-1 method is?
It's like you buy 6 things of one product. Let's say 6 things of cheese galore. And then you buy 5 kind of avocados. And then you buy 4 breads. And then you throw a party. And I have
you are,
absolutely... Am I correct?
You are correct.
No!
It is a method of buying groceries in categories from 6 of something all the way down to 1 of something. The method was developed by chef and TV host Will Coleman. According to Coleman, what should you be buying 6 of each week?
6 geese a-laying. And that way you get meat and eggs.
6 tomatoes.
6 tomatoes is a good guess. Eric, what would you say?
6 pack. Beer.
6 beers. Martha's the closest. 6 vegetables.
6 vegetables. Can you imagine, like, all the vegetables I'm going to be throwing out?
They want you to buy 6 vegetables and then 5 of...
Well, with the 6 beer, I'd be buying 6 bags of chips.
6 vegetables, 5 fruits, 4 proteins, 3 starches, 2 sauces, and 1 of something else. What is the thing you only should buy 1 of?
Cake.
Thomas.
One Coke Zero so you can have a little treat.
I guess I'll give you all a point for that. They say one luxury item.
Oh, luxury item. I said that avocado is luxurious.
You'd use that as your one fun thing? What is your one fun thing?
Oh, my God. I do. I'm pretty good in the 6-5-4-3, no two. But the one is a torment to me every year. It's just a torment. What is the treat that I'm going to have? Should I have it? Should I not have it? It's a grim wrestling with temptation. I hate the one. I wish one wasn't on this 6-1.
Tormenta. What are you fighting over buying?
Well, anything that other than, you know, fruit, vegetables. I'm at that vulnerable stage in one's life. The end of it, and I have to take excellent care of myself. And when I never used to, when I was young and smoked dope day and night and ate pounds of butter and chocolate.
I feel like I'm going to go the opposite way of that. I'd be in the grocery store being like, oh, I'm at that delicate stage of the life where all the cake, please.
Well, you're so young, you can cling to that illusion. As long as
for exactly 3 more years. Well, 6 may be the magic number for vegetables, but it's been a lot more throughout the ages. So panel, now, for no other reason than to pad out this round, get ready for a quick game of 6 education.
Oh.
Yay!
That's right, panel. Answer as quickly as you can. First person with the correct answer gets the point. What is the slang for a dice roll of double sixes?
Boxcar.
Eric Peterson for the point. What historical figure had 6 wives and only killed 2 of them?
Henry VIII.
Takes about $6 million to make this kind of man.
The bionic man.
You are correct, Martha Chavez. According to the old adage, what is 6 of 1 the same as?
Half a dozen of the other.
Eric Peterson. What is the tagline for the film The Sixth Sense?
I see dead people.
Jan Caruana. What did my true love give to me on the 6th day of Christmas?
6 geese a lay.
Oh, sneaking in there, Eric Peterson. Whose 6th symphony is this?
Beethoven. Beethoven.
According to Dante, who inhabits the 6th circle of hell?
Donald Trump.
Heretics is the correct answer. Finally, it takes exactly 6 days to make one of these.
The world, the universe.
Martha is correct, according to the Bible.
Because God rested on the 7th day.
6 days to make the world or the universe, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Well done, panel. That is everything you ever wanted to know about 6, but we're afraid to ask. Somehow, panel, we have reached the end of another exciting Because News. Our champion this week is... It is Martha Chavez. Congratulations, Martha. You have the honor of reading our credits. I am Gavin Crawford, dedicating this one to Brian Mulrooney, who was laid to rest in a state funeral this week. If you can, take a moment to honor his memory by paying GST on something. We'll see you next time. Why?
Because you!
Give it up for Jan Caruana, Martha Chavez,
Canada, this is your amiga Marta Chavez, the winner of Because News. Congratulations to my egregious runners-up, Jan Caruana and Eric Peterson. Because News is written and produced by Shannon Higgins, David Carroll, Gavin Crawford, Fee Long, and Jess Klimowski. This week they had help from Chris Siddiqui and John Blair. Rounding out the team is Erin Conway, Browning Page, Errol Gonsalves, and our recording engineer, Paul Hodge.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.